This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back! It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broach with you for one more segment. You got Buzz coming up at 6, so make sure you stay locked and loaded. A lot of great conversation about Tanner McKee. Well, great. Some of it was, you know. One guy said, why are we valuing the Super Bowl more than this Commanders game? I'll say that again for you. One guy called in and asked, why does Jalen's Super Bowl mean more than if Tanner McKee plays well on Sunday? They're both one game. Let's check in on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with the custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers, online at mark-jewelers.com. All right. The Twitter poll question, which you can follow me on Twitter at Broads81 to see more of the results and conversation throughout. Will you be comparing Tanner McKee to Hurts on Sunday? No at 75%, yes at 25%. So a quarter of Eagles fans are out there ready to snip at Jalen Hurts, if that's even the right word to use. You snip at someone? Does a dog snip you? Nip you.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm way off today.
Start nipping.
Nip you.
Jalen Hurts, yeah.
Nip
you. Yep.
See, I think I've done that maybe like 6 times today so far.
It's a Friday afternoon.
After New Year's. You're right. It's a good point. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Jim. What's going on, Jim?
Rose.
Jim.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jim?
Happy New Year to you and Luke.
Yeah, same to you.
Sidebar before I get to my Kevin Petullo thing. There's going to be a time where it's going to be the IBL show during drive time. Ike, Broads, and Luke.
Well, hopefully not for a long time, because we love Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Well, you can say what you want.
Well, that's how I feel.
There we go.
Thanks, Jim.
So, with regards to KP, if you remember, all of a sudden we forget. We glamorize Kellen Moore. And the reality is, last year, they had the little team meeting during the bye.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Changed everything up. and went to a run-only offense. So KP's not dealing with the same deck because offensive lines beat up. Stoutland University is getting a D this year, honestly, if you're going to grade them, all because of injury. So he doesn't have that to rely on. Granted, he doesn't have all the experience, but he is doing what, following the master plan that they've followed over the last few years, whereas don't turn the ball over.
Right. No, you're right. Well, I guess my question would then be, Jim, and thank you for the call. I just want to make sure I get to everybody here who's been waiting patiently, is if you are a good offensive coordinator, if you have a plan and your said plan doesn't work, don't you got to find other ways to have success? And it's not apples to apples, obviously. That week five bye, there was a lot that came into play. But I think it's unfair to just look at the offensive line and say KP can't do anything more efficient because the offensive line's too banged up. I think he can do significantly more than what he's given us from a scheme standpoint, even with this banged up offensive line. I believe that. Now, that doesn't mean the O-line's not a problem. This is clearly not the same O-line that we've been watching for decades, right? The year they got Brandon Brooks, that year was fantastic. Last year was phenomenal. We've seen some dominant, lethal, unbelievable offensive lines, and this one doesn't even come close to those. But I think a lot of these issues just start from the incompetence of the play caller. And Nick, too, if we're talking play design, but that's lacking. Like, big time. Big time. Let's go to Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
Bro, you know I love you, dude, right?
Yes, I do.
And you know I love QB1 just the same way you do. I was mad at the draft pick, but when I saw him play, I was like, yes, we finally got a guy. But listen, man, you got me kind of ticked off.
What'd I do? What'd I do?
You got to stop saying that freaking Aaron Donald was the best D lineman to play the game.
Well, he's up there.
No, Reggie White. Look, Reggie White.
Fine. I'm with you. I got you.
Nobody's coming close to his numbers in games played.
Yeah, I'm just saying Aaron Donald. I'm just saying people make the argument that he's one of the most the most dominant defensive tackles that the league has ever seen. And my point is less about debating if there's anyone up there with him or if he's close
That
Brown or Reggie White or whatever. But you know,
right? I just hate hearing it because you got to talk to Seth. You got to talk to dudes that had to block him. Aaron Donald. Yeah, but I'm telling you, Reggie. In his day, oh my God, dude.
No, I know. I've seen the numbers.
Matter.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it live. But the numbers, dude, you just look at the numbers, and you can't even imagine how anybody could ever touch some of those numbers. It's just insane.
I'm telling you, in games played, he's the number one guy. But, you know, it doesn't go like that because, you know, now there's more games and – you know, guys play 50, 60 more games to meet his numbers.
He
like
had 21 sacks in 1987.
That's in 12 games. Right?
In 12 games, yeah. In 12 games.
You were what, 6 years old?
No, I wasn't born until 95.
You were born in 95?
Yeah, I'm 30.
Oh, my God.
I'm
okay,
30.
Yeah, all right. That explains it. But, yeah.
Dude, what does that explain?
Well, that the whole thing about looking at Aaron Donald.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
Know,
I didn't know if you were referencing something else in life. That's all.
No, he's your generation or your generation. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Geez, I've seen everybody since '66. I saw Joe Namath playing the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little kid there.
Would you rather have Jalen?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, there's no quarterback out there I would rather have than him.
That's
nobody
right.
In the past or present. Absolutely not. I've seen them all, dude. And, yeah, he's got that. He just has a way to figure out how to beat you.
I know. And for some reason, we devalue that. And thank you, Ziggy. Again, I just want to make sure we're getting everybody's waiting patiently here. But I agree. He has it. He has it. I don't care if you don't like that we describe him that way. But we have it. He has it. Therefore, we do. Tom and Delco. What's up, Tom?
Hey, bro. I just wanted to quick comment on... You had mentioned about having the comparison between Tanner McKee and Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I am a huge Jalen fan, and he will potentially go down as the greatest QB of this franchise, but you'd have to be insane not to compare the two performances. They're so different. I mean, Tanner's what, like 6'3", 6'4"? He's not going to have to cut off half the field to roll out, you know, to see over his offensive line. I mean, like I said, nothing against Jalen. Jalen's amazing, but, you know, he just doesn't – he's not – he literally cuts the field in half every time he rolls out to one side.
Yeah, but so, what happens when he doesn't roll it out? And he stands in the pocket and throws the ball beautifully downfield right on the money to A.J. Brown.
And how often does that happen?
Enough to win Super Bowls or go to two Super Bowls.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the majority of his play comes off of the rollout. And that's where he is his most successful.
Okay. And that's enough to get us to the promised land.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Like I said, but I'm saying if I watch this game and Tanner's good, though, what does that tell me? If it's not really... It's a week 18. I just think there's so much more to being a franchise quarterback for 5 years and to do it every day, to do it every week. And not to say McKee can't handle that, but to be a Super Bowl championship caliber quarterback, I can't compare week 18 against the Commanders to what Jalen has accomplished in his career.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, absolutely. You can't. It's not apples to apples.
Right.
It's for sure not. But, I mean, you've got to, you know, kind of at least, I guess, look at it with the perspective of, you know, this is what his second or third start. It will be McKee's second or third start of his career. To just that potential, that possibility of what he could be. I mean, like I said, I don't want to.
But what is that?
I'm not calling for Jalen's
no,
job.
No, it doesn't sound like you. Honestly, I know when people are hating and they take it. It doesn't feel that you're even close to that. It feels like you're just genuinely, you know, talking about the intrigue by McKee. But I guess my point is because we understand that Jalen has the ability to be what is, you know, a Super Bowl caliber type of quarterback, what does this mean for the viewing experience for McKee? You know, it's a strange one, but what are we watching this with the intent of? You know what I mean? I don't even know if that's the right question, but it's a confusing watch on Sunday.
Oh, it's for sure confusing. I honestly, I look at it as, you know, he goes out there and plays amazing, and then you have that draft cap, not draft capital, you have that trade chip in your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I think you're right.
It's only gonna better the team in the long run.
Yeah. I think you may have nailed it, Tom. And thank you for the call. I think that's essentially what it ends up being, is a flip. But yeah, I can't compare 5 years of tape, 5 years of defensive coordinators. Think about what Vic Fangio can do with 5 years of tape on a quarterback compared to someone getting a second nod or a third nod and sort of an unknown. Hell, I think the first time we saw Jackson Dart, we had no clue what to do. And then now that you see more of Jackson Dart, and granted, they fired their coach and this guy comes in and blah, 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 they fire their defensive coordinator and it's hell over there, but games 1 and 2 of Jackson Dart, here's this adrenaline rush. And then here's game 7, 8, 9, 10 of Jackson Dart, and he looks like a quarterback that's going through a big-time learning curve. Well, there's a difference between a one-game sample size of an adrenaline rush late in the year when you're facing a team that wants to pack it up and go home, and a guy that is consistently putting you in a position to win the NFC East and to win playoff games. Again, he's not having his best year. He's not having his best season, but they're also coming off of winning the Super Bowl, including a Super Bowl MVP. Let's go to Maurice. What's up, Maurice?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up?
I am excited, man. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to sound like a little bit of a hater because I know you're a Jalen guy. Trust me, I'm a Jalen guy, too.
Okay.
I just feel as though we always blame the offensive coordinators. And I feel like last year we hid Jalen Hurts so well because we had Saquon Barkley running the ball outside of his mind. And we had a defense. What was our defense last year? It was definitely top five, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was up there for sure.
Yeah, so I always hear that you guys say that he's the best quarterback that the franchise has ever seen. I think the only thing that makes him the best quarterback that the franchise has ever seen is the Super Bowl. And I feel like Super Bowls are a team. They're just a team award.
It is, now, but the quarterback plays a big... I agree with you. I do agree with you. Like, I do think people fail to realize that it takes an O-line. It takes a wide receiving group. It takes a quarterback. It takes a head coach.
Exactly.
It takes a... It does, but the quarterback touches the ball every single snap and plays a big role. I think it's unfair to say they hid him. I think he was a part of the team's success, and he was a big reason why they were successful, just as much as anybody else. He's the quarterback of the team.
I understand that, and I agree with that. I just feel as though when we evaluate players the way I do it, mm-hmm. I go off individual accolades first, then I add team.
Right, and that's the only reason why I find that interesting is because that's so against Jalen that if you do watch it through that lens, and you're entitled to do that, I'm not telling you you can't do that, but that would be a tough way to grade Jalen because he's the almost opposite guy of that where he doesn't care if he's got 5 yards and he wins the game and you watch it through a lens where it's individual first and he doesn't, and then that makes it a weird grading scale. But that doesn't mean you're wrong to watch it that way. It just goes... I could understand Jalen grading poorly in your mathematical equation. That's all.
No, it's not even so much as grading poorly because he has huge accolades. He has a Super Bowl MVP, and in my opinion, he should have had a regular season MVP. But I'm talking about the things we can measure tangibly. Like he's not the best thrower of the football. I think he's a phenomenal football player. But throwing when I think of quarterbacks, I'm old school. I was born in 88. So when I think of football, when I think of quarterbacks, I think of throwing the ball. Like as a football player, I can't name a lot of football players that are better than Jalen Hurts. And I think winning does help him out a lot. I just feel as though he can throw the ball a little better. He has the weapons. He has a great defense. There's no way that he should be having the season that he's having right now. A.J. Brown might be a little bit of the problem with all his nonsense, but...
Yeah, he's not playing his best ball.
Guy. He's been my guy since Alabama. I just want him... I'm just yearning for that 5,000 passing yard season.
And listen, dude, if we ever get that, I'm going to be the most insufferable human ever. And Maurice, thank you, dude. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you. I do get a little upset when people say he's not a good thrower of the football. Dude, his deep throws are serious. Now, are there parts of his throwing that isn't the best? Sure. But he can throw the ball better than people says he can throw the ball. Like, there are certain throws in the repertoire that might not be his best. He's better with the deep throw. He's better with some of the accuracy there. And, you know, maybe over the middle, certain throws aren't his comfort zone. But I still think he throws the ball a lot better than what people say he can do. He doesn't throw it like Josh Allen. The way I label it is this. I think he's an efficient thrower. I don't think he's a high-volume thrower. Is that fair?
That is fair. His deep ball is very good, mm-hmm. and for the most part, he's very accurate.
Yeah.
Some of the accuracy has been hit or miss this year for the most part. But where he's lacking as a thrower of the football is just the over-the-middle stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen enough now to where we know he doesn't want to throw over the middle between, you know, 5 and 15 yards. He's just not comfortable with it. He'll throw it, you know, short on a check down or 20 yards over the top, but that intermediate range is where he's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. But the accuracy on the edges, on the deep balls, on almost anything else is very good.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Now, we don't have a text line, but if we did, it was brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. All right, let's go to Eric in New York. What's up, Eric?
Hey, listen, I'm all my thing is a place for everything and everything in its place, right? So now you go back to the last part of last season. In week 16, he goes down. Jalen Hurts goes down, and then 17 and 18, Tanner McKee goes through and wins out. Granted, against not really good NFC teams, but a place for everything in its place. Let Tanner McKee go. Would Tanner McKee have been successful if the last few games of last season were against, like, playoff-seeded teams? Probably not. But the whole debate about Jalen Hurts versus Tanner McKee, I just, like I said, a place for everything in its place. We're going to get Jalen Hurts back in the wild card round, and that's when everything's going to shine. But let's watch him. Let's watch Tanner McKee throw to Tank Bigsby for 50 yards, you know, that kind of thing. Let's watch that against Washington.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Washington's not as good as they were last year, and the last 2 weeks of last season were against Dallas and New York, teams that did not have a chance. But what I'm saying is, like I said, a place for everything and everything in its place. The debate between these two quarterbacks, I don't think is really all that. Tanner McKee is going to be successful. If he doesn't get a starter job, he's going to be a journeyman backup, and all power to him. But that's basically all I had to say.
I'm with you. Eric, trust me. That's why I'm even having this conversation, and thank you so much for the call. That's why I'm having this conversation, is because there are people out there, though, who we took a few of those calls. To the point where I had to turn my mic off and scream in my hands. We had dead air for about 3 seconds because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So we did the Twitter poll. It's about 25% of fans are viewing this with the lens of, I want to see McKee and compare it to QB1. That's a quarter of the fans. Now, it's not majority. You know, the other 75% has brain power, which is great. But there are 25% out there. All right, let's close the show out with Eric in Ohio. What's up, Eric?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. So, listen, I want to shut this down with, we need to stop this debate between Jalen Hurts and Tanner McKee. We just need to stop this. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I know.
Number one, we know who QB1 is going to be. We're always going to stick with that. Number two, I want to start off by saying, please, can we appreciate Kellen Moore and all that he did? We sat through the greatest time in Philadelphia Eagles history. I've been a fan since I was able to walk. I'm telling you, Kellen Moore brought a lot to this team. We had the best team we've probably ever seen last year. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the end, look at the Super Bowl alone and the NFC Championship. Yeah, it's hard to argue against, for sure.
I had a big heartbreak watching Tom Brady beat us in Super Bowl 39. And, you know, even that was a stacked team with a banged-up Owens. You know, that was a stacked team. We're living in the greatest time. We need to stop. Why is there so much chatter around the Eagles? Would you agree that there's more chatter around this team than there is around any other team in the NFL?
Well, we also, I don't know, you're in Ohio, but we absorb it. Like, I do think that there's some serious conversation happening in Baltimore about Lamar Jackson. There was a huge story about him sleeping instead of showing up to practice, and Joe Burrow's injury history, where I think it's just because we care so much that we're in the thick of it. Some of these other teams are dealing with stuff as well. They are.
Very much agreed. But also, recency bias is a big problem with this team. We always seem to go off of what just happened. Like, I've seen the worst out of this team. Does anybody remember Kevin Cobb? We've seen the worst.
We have, why I appreciate Jalen so much.
Absolutely. QB1's my boy. Listen, there's nobody going to be any more ice cold. Get out of here with Joe Burrow. That boy is cold. He's calculated. He is a sniper. I like it. I do agree with what your boy just said. He's not great over the middle, but that can be worked on. And also with Kevin Nutella's awful offensive play calling. That needs to be worked in.
Was that a reference to yesterday's call?
Well,
you said it to, and Eric, thank you, man. We're up against it here. There was a woman who called in yesterday, very nice lady. Her name was Barbara, I believe. And I was, she was the first caller of the day. I was freaking out. I said my New Year's resolution was to be a nicer guy, but Kevin Petullo infuriates me so much. And she calls in and goes, I don't know anything about football, but your anxiety is making me have anxiety. And I don't care if Kevin Nutella's calling plays. And I'm thinking, no, Eric just called in and said Kevin Nutella. And I'm going, is there a Nutella joke that I'm unaware of? But he was listening to Barbara. It's a true fan.
I'm also unaware of it, if it is a thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Kevin Nutella. Yeah. So now it's Kevin Nutella. Thanks, Barb. That's funny. All right. Or Debbie. Where's her name? Might have been Debbie. Barbara Deb. We love you. Thank you guys so much for listening over the last few weeks. A lot of fun. Seriously. Everything's back to normal on Monday. So I appreciate you letting me kind of talk your ears off over the last few weeks. Luke, thank you so much for producing today's program. It's been a lot of fun. Gonna miss the afternoon show. You know what I mean? I'm gonna miss this chair. It was a fun ride. Coming up next is Buzz, so do not turn the dial. It's Broads filled in for the afternoon guys on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.